Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. At the time of this recording, it is Ash Wednesday, celebrated throughout the church in the world. It's the beginning of the penitential season of Lent. And we hear the Lord Jesus in this Gospel from today's liturgy speak about three disciplines of Lent that we want to practice very intensely in these days, preparing for Easter. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Those are the three things that should mark how we live in a very special way in this Lenten season. Lent is a journey towards the central mystery of the faith, the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, which we celebrate in Holy Week and Easter. This is the most important event in human history and throughout the universe, indeed the most powerful reality in all of existence, the suffering, death, and resurrection of the Son of God, the Son of the Virgin Mary. Lent is this journey towards this celebration of this great mystery. Come Easter, we want to love God more than we do now. Come Easter, we want to be loving our neighbor more than we are now. This is the goal. At Easter, we have to be more perfect Christians, better disciples of the Lord Jesus than we are today. Today begins the journey. We want to participate more fully in God's plan of salvation, and these Lenten practices help us. Lent also is kind of like our lives. Our lives are an intense period, even of trial, as Lent is. It has a definitive beginning and a definitive end that goes by very quickly. We must use the time on this journey very wisely. We must use our time well in order to be ready to meet God at the end of this journey. Lent is like that. Lent has a beginning today, Ash Wednesday, and we want to be open as best we can to encountering Christ in the mystery of his suffering, death, and resurrection by which he saves souls. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are very important in this journey, both in Lent and in the journey of our life. Prayer. We should spend each day of Lent praying more than we usually do. Maybe you like the rosary, we'll pray more parts of the rosary, or the chaplet of divine mercy. Spend some time in spiritual reading, reading the writings of the saints, the church fathers. Spend time in what we call Lectio Divina, in prayerfully reading the scriptures. That's important. Sometimes people approach the scriptures in too academic of a fashion, and they try to analyze it and dissect it, and by the end of the day they're left with nothing. Prayerfully read the scripture. It is truly inspired by God. One of the good things to do with Scripture in Lent is to read one of the Gospels in one sitting. It won't take that long, but you'll be very amazed at what you know and learn about Lord Jesus. Prayer, the discipline of prayer, helps us to have our priorities straight. Christ wants us to pray more. It helps us to realize that God is most important. He's most important. In fact, what's important for you, indeed most important for you right now in your life, is your relationship to the Lord. Nothing's more important than that. You have to dedicate yourself to working on this relationship. Prayer is powerful in this regard. It helps us to see that our relationship to the Lord Jesus is number one, and it helps us to grow in this relationship. Pray more each day in this Lenten season. Fasting. Fasting, as you know, has to do with making a sacrifice with regard to what we eat. We have days of fasting and abstinence. In general, Lent is a time to fast from the things we don't really need. What fasting does for us, in addition to its spiritual power, helps us to learn the fact that the nourishment of the body is not as important as the nourishment of the soul. This is an important lesson. How many of our contemporaries neglect to nourish their souls? They don't even think about their soul. They devote all their time and energy to nourishing their body and taking care of it, making it look good. Now, true, those are good things to do, but they neglect their souls. They don't even care about the soul. They don't care if it's nourished, if it's starving, if it's ugly or beautiful. How's the soul ugly? In sin. How's it beautiful? In a state of grace. Fasting helps us to have our priorities straight in this regard as well, to see that we must first and foremost nourish our soul, take care of it, make sure it's beautiful. We nourish it by hearing the Word of God, by receiving the sacraments, and by prayer. We keep it beautiful by holiness of life. Fasting indeed helps us to keep our priorities straight. Almsgiving. Here we learn that serving ourselves and putting our will as the number one thing in our life is not something that should inspire us or drive us on in our lives. Seeking to serve ourselves and executing our own wills cannot be what drives us forward, but rather charity. Charity, that's what Christ did on the cross. He laid down his life for us, and we want to imitate Jesus in charity. Dear brothers and sisters, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are like, as some of the fathers of the church say, the three-ply cord. It's hard to break that. These are our tools in this Lenten journey to help us to draw closer to the Lord Jesus. This is our goal, is to encounter Christ in his suffering, death, and resurrection. Let us use these days well. Each day begin again in your Lenten practices of prayer, of fasting, and almsgiving. And if you dedicate yourself seriously to these tools, to these ways of living that Christ gives to us, when you come to Easter, you will draw closer to him. You will experience the joy of his friendship. And most importantly, in your day-to-day life, you will walk closely, more closely with the Lord, and you will experience his blessing in your life. God bless you. And remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return.